Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest tonight, Bill Hopalong Cassidy Boy, yours truly, Toby Reed, Verna Felton, Harry Lubin, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, just about every radio performer in the country is wondering how television will affect his career. Of course, the good-looking ones have nothing to fear. So the star of our program isn't worried. But her husband is. Plenty.
Now, George, stop worrying. You'll be great on television.
What do they want with me? There'll be hundreds of new faces on television. Young, handsome faces.
Well, sure, there'll be a dime a dozen. But there'll only be one face like yours.
Is that good?
Well, of course it's good.
Oh, thanks. I was nervous for a minute.
Faces are like books, George. The new ones sell for a couple of dollars. But what do people go crazy over and pay thousands for? An old wrinkled yellow parchment.
Well, that's a nice TL.
Oh, darling, I didn't mean your face looked like that. I only mean it's precious, like a rare old book. It's interesting. When people see it, they'll say, "Where did he get it? How long has he had it? What's he going to do with it?"
Okay, forget it. I think I'll leave television to the 18 and 19-year-olds.
Oh, well, no, George, we can't handle it alone. We need someone like you.
With a face like an old book.
Oh, now, darling, stop that. Now, tell me, who's the biggest sensation on television today? Hopalong Cassidy.
So what?
So that book wasn't printed yesterday either.
You can't compare me with Hopalong Cassidy. That guy is terrific. He's practically a stuntman.
He's no shorter than you are.
I mean, he's in wonderful condition. He's the hottest thing on television.
Well, he sure is. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you... Hey, George, I've just hatched an idea.
Well, leave it in the nest. I don't want to hear it.
But it's wonderful. You can become the biggest star on television if you act and talk like a cowboy.
How?
No, not Indian talk. A cowboy.
How do I become a big star?
Well, now, look. Suppose Hopalong Cassidy were to retire. They'd need a cowboy to take his place.
Me?
Well, certainly. You can learn to be a cowboy overnight.
How?
They're not an Indian, a cowboy.
Listen, Gracie, in the first place, why should Hopalong Cassidy retire?
Oh, that's the law of show business, George. Those old-timers have to step aside and give you youngsters a chance.
Cassidy is older than me?
Well, he must be. He's been making pictures with beautiful girls for 15 years, and he's never kissed one yet. Why, in 15 years, you've kissed me at least... Oh, he's not much older than you.
About a year. Let's forget this whole silly idea. Cassidy is not going to retire.
Well, if you cooperate and try to be a cowboy instead of an Indian, maybe I can persuade him to retire.
How?
You won't cooperate.
I want to be an Indian.
But, George, they say on television, you've got to have action, and those cowboy pictures have plenty.
Look, the only kind of action I can give them is dancing. Like the dancing act I did in vaudeville with Trixie Lorraine. Remember Trixie?
No, I'll say I remember her. I thought you were going to marry that girl.
So did she. Good old Trixie. Not a bad-looking girl.
Ha!
What a figure.
Ha!
course, she wasn't as pretty as you.
It didn't fit that time, did it?
No, it didn't. You know, Trixie lives out here now.
She does.
Got a ranch up near Bakersfield. Raises horses.
Her children look like her, huh?
You shouldn't call Trixie a horse. She was a good dancer. That might be an idea for television. Trixie and I can revive our old act.
Oh, you could, eh? Well, I'll see you later, dear. So we'd like to team up with Trixie for television. Well, not if I can help it. I've got to talk to Hopalong Cassidy. Maybe he'll retire in favor of Mopalong Burns. I guess the best way to appeal to a cowboy like Cassidy is talk his own language, that Western lingo.
Yes?
Howdy, partner. Be you the coyote folks call Hopalong Cassidy?
That's what they call me, ma'am. Won't you come in, ma'am?
Well, don't mind if I do, partner. I'm plumb tuckered, been riding all day.
What do you ride, a cow pony?
Yep, half cow and half pony. Every couple of miles, I had to jump off and milk her.
Well, that'll tucker you all right.
Yep. Well, I thought I'd never get here from Texas.
Did you ride clean from Texas?
Nope, got a little dusty around it. Coffee. My name's Gracie. Gracie the Kid. Born and raised in Texas.
Well, I'm from the Lone Star State myself.
Oh, well, that's nice, but it ain't as nice as Texas. Well, you ought to see my ranch down there.
Maybe I'm familiar with it. What brand do you put on your calves?
Well, I ain't particular, as long as they're nylon. You know, nice and sheer.
Yes.
But enough about me. I come to talk about you. You know, us folks down in Texas have been watching you on television.
Well, that's fine. How do you like me?
We ain't happy, Hoppy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Back east, folks have been calling me the cowboy Milton Burrow.
They don't like you there either, huh? Well, maybe you ought to retire, Hoppy, and let a real for sure cowboy take over your job.
Got anybody in mind?
My husband, Saddleface Burns. Oh, what a man.
Is your husband a wrangler?
Yeah, he'll argue over anything. He's a mighty tough humbug.
I meant, does he break horses?
No, sir. 30 years a cowboy and never dropped a horse. Put that in your bronco and smoke it.
Can Saddleface handle a shooting iron?
Can he handle a shooting iron? Ha! What's a shooting iron?
That's a gun.
Oh. Oh, yes, he's great with a gun. Carries one in his holster. You'd be scared to meet him.
Yes, ma'am, I'd be cowed.
Maybe you better get out of town while the getting's good, huh? You can always go back to your family, Ma and Pa Cassidy.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that, ma'am. You see, I'm not really a Cassidy.
No?
No, I'm a Boyd.
You're a what?
A Boyd.
Well, spread your wings and fly back to Brooklyn.
Well, no, I mean my name is Boyd. Bill Boyd, not Cassidy. Just like your name is Gracie Allen. And you're not from Texas.
Well, now, how did you find that out?
You didn't have me fooled, Gracie. Now, suppose you tell me what this is all about.
Well, look. Now, I'm desperate, Mr. Boyd. I've just got to get my husband on television. Some way, anyway. Can't you help me?
Well, how about wrestling?
Oh, please. Oh, I'm a married woman. Couldn't you put him in one of your Hopalong Cassidy pictures?
Well, that depends on his background.
Well, he was in vaudeville for years.
Well, for my pictures, I'm afraid he'd need experience with horses.
Oh. Well, that's what he did in vaudeville, an act with a trick horse.
A trick horse, huh? Say, I could use something like that in my new picture. Can your husband ride bareback?
Yeah, but he looks better with a shirt on. Oh, gee, I hope you can use him. If you don't, I'm afraid he'll get mixed up with another woman.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure no other woman can get him as mixed up as you can.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, I'll have to be running along now. I'm late for my club meeting. Goodbye, Hopalong, or as you cowboys say, bon voyage.
Happy landing to you, ma'am.
Yes? Say, aren't you Hopalong Cassidy?
That's right, and I recognize you, too.
You do?
Sure, I'd know you anywhere. You were Saddle Face.
Saddle Face?
By golly, you've even got the bags.
Saddle Face?
Well, that's what your wife called you. She came to see me about putting you on television.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Did she make me for a cowboy?
Well, at first she did, but I got wise to that. Then she told me about an act you used to do in vaudeville. That'd be great on television. Lots of action.
Yeah, that must be the act I did with Trixie.
Yeah, I reckon so. According to your wife, Trixie's quite a horse.
Well, Gracie would say that. But the last time I saw Trixie, she looked beautiful.
What color is she?
What color? She's white.
Solid white?
Yeah.
Well, aren't there any markings on her hide?
No, as far as I know, she's the same color all over. Would you like to hear about our act?
Yes, I would.
Well, when the curtain went up, we were opposite sides of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Trixie did a few high kicks, and then she ran over to me, see?
Then I suppose you jumped up on her back.
No, that was our exit.
Oh.
For the main part of our act, we just danced.
Mm-hmm. You taught Trixie how to dance?
Sure. And for an encore, we did a tap dance on roller skates.
Oh, man, this is the doggonedest act I ever heard of. I've just got to have that in my new picture.
Well, I'd much rather if you do something with Gracie and myself or even me alone.
No, sir. I want you and Trixie. Can you locate her?
Well, she's on a ranch in Bakersfield, but I'm not sure she'll come down here. She's happy up there raising horses.
Listen, George. If she'll come down here, I'll see that she meets the best-looking horses in Hollywood. Get her here by tomorrow.
Okay, I'll send her a telegram to Bakersfield tonight.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if you said that Trixie could read it herself.
She can. Wowie.
Wait till Roy Rogers sees this.
Saddle Face?
Sigmund Romberg's musical salute to Maytime. Maytime, month of joyous spring mornings, when all the world seems brighter. And you know, every day seems brighter, more cheerful, when you start it off right with a fragrant, heartwarming cup of truly good coffee. Delicious Maxwell House coffee. It's America's favorite, you know, enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. And do you know why so many people prefer Maxwell House? Well, in a word, flavor. That famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor only Maxwell House gives you. Now, there's just one way to create this superb flavor. It's the blending of many choice coffees, premium Latin American coffees, which our Maxwell House experts carefully choose and skillfully combine. First, they select Bonazzali's coffees for mellowness. They add Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees contribute robust vigor. And Bucaramangas add their fine, full body. This perfectly balanced Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum-packed in the familiar blue Maxwell House tin.
And ladies, vacuum packing is important. You see, air steals the flavor of coffee in ordinary packages. But Maxwell House is carefully vacuum-packed, so you get all the flavor and goodness you pay for.
Friends, why be satisfied with anything but the best in coffee drinking pleasure? Tomorrow, enjoy Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Well, Hopalong Cassidy has engaged George and his old dancing partner, Trixie Lorraine, to do their act in his new picture, under the impression that Trixie is a horse. It is now the following morning.
Gracie, I had a visit from Hopalong Cassidy last evening. I'm going to be in his new picture.
How wonderful.
He wants me to do my old dance act with Trixie Lorraine.
Oh, no, George. I don't want you dancing with Trixie.
Why not?
Well, she's always carried a torch for you. And your dancing legs are just the matchsticks that can light it again.
No, Gracie.
She'll be a goner the minute you take her in your arms and press her to your manly stomach.
Well, stop worrying.
Well, there's something about you that tugs at a woman's heartstrings. Other men tugged at mine a little, but when you came along, what a jerk.
Gracie, listen to me. You started all this yourself. You wanted me on television in a Hopalong Cassidy picture.
Well, so ride a horse, steer a bulldog, do anything, but don't dance with Trixie.
Well, it's too late to do anything about it. She's flying down from Bakersfield this morning.
Well, I hope she falls off a broomstick.
Where are you going?
Roll out. I'll see you later. Bill, I came to see you because you can help me.
How?
Now, don't you start that Indian talk.
No, Gracie, how can I help you?
Oh, well, I know it's asking a lot, but would you pick up a strange girl and flirt with her for my sake?
Gracie, I'm shocked. Asking me to pick up a strange girl. Do you realize what a thing like that could lead to?
Yes, Bill.
Ooh, me too. Where'll I find her?
Airport. She's flying in from Bakersfield. Her name is Trixie Lorraine, and I want you to keep her away from our house.
Okay, Gracie. Give me a description.
Well, you've got to find her somehow. She wants to steal George.
Oh, well, now it's easy. I'll just grab the babe wearing the straitjacket.
Now, get out to the airport, huh?
Okay. Gee, it's almost noon. Wonder what's holding Trixie.
Hope it's Bill.
What?
Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'll answer it, dear. Hello?
Hi, Gracie. I'm in a phone booth at the airport. Say, is Trixie a blonde about 18 years old?
Oh, no, no. Much older.
Oh, I see. It's not you, honey. You'll have to get off my lap.
You're both in a phone booth?
It's okay. We're not smoking. Well, I'll keep trying. So long, Gracie.
Who was that?
Who was what?
Who was that talking on the phone?
That was me. My goodness, George, you need glasses.
I meant who?
Oh, excuse me, dear. I'll see who's at the door.
Howdy, ma'am.
Well, hello, Mr. Cassidy.
If your husband's here, I'd like to talk to him a little more about his act with Trixie.
My husband? Oh, why, no, he's not here. He's gone to Australia.
Australia?
Yes, on a hunting trip. He's gone to shoot a few Aussies.
Oh.
I'll be glad to give him a message for you. He said he'd call me from Australia about noon.
Gracie!
Well, right on schedule.
Your husband's got a mighty powerful voice.
Who was that at the door? Oh, hello, Hoppy.
Hello, Saddleface.
Just call me Sam Newman. Hoppy, I've been thinking about our act for your picture. How would you like me to dress?
Well, it's a story about the gold rush days.
Then I should have on a real old-time suit.
Yeah, just leave on the one you're wearing.
I'll have it pressed first.
Has Trixie arrived yet?
No, but I'm expecting her any minute.
If you haven't found a place for her to stay, she can sleep in my barn.
In your barn?
Yeah, that's just the place for her.
Nothing doing. She'll stay at the Plaza Hotel.
They'll take her?
Well, certainly. Trixie is very attractive. Of course, she's not as young as she used to be.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Who's going to look at her teeth?
Her teeth?
Yeah, maybe she won't even bring them along. Well, excuse me, there's the phone in the den. Hello?
Hello, Gracie, this is Bill again. Listen, I'm back in the phone booth at the airport.
Oh, did you find Trixie?
Well, is she a gorgeous brunette about 19?
No.
Is she a luscious redhead about 20?
No.
Okay, kids, hop off.
Bill, I told you Trixie is older than that. Stop picking up those young girls. You're wasting your time.
I'll keep looking.
No, wait, Bill. Bill, I've got a better idea. I'll put George on the phone and you pretend to be Trixie. Tell him you've decided not to come.
Okay, Gracie.
Oh, George.
Yes?
There's a beautiful woman calling you.
Thanks. Go in and talk to Hoppy.
All right, dear.
Hello?
Hello, Bootsy boy. This is Trixie, the pretty little girl you used to dance with.
Trixie, you sound like Bill Goodwin.
Oh, go on, I'm not that pretty. This is Trixie, all right.
It is, huh? Tell me, Trixie, how do you like Maxwell House coffee?
Oh, I love it. It's so rich, delicious, and mellow. Good to the last drop. America's favorite brand of coffee.
Trixie.
Maxwell House is a blend of choice Latin American coffees.
Trixie.
Radiant roasted to the very peak of flavor perfection.
Trixie.
And vacuum packed so that it comes to you roaster fresh.
Trixie. Oh. Trixie. How do you happen to know so much about Maxwell House coffee?
Well, I always listen on the radio to that handsome, curly-headed dreamboat, Dimples Goodwin.
I happen to know he has his hair waved at a beauty shop.
That's a lie. I do it at home. I mean, that's a lie.
He does it at home. I know. I knew it was you, Bill. I'm surprised you let Gracie talk you into this. Her little joke never works.
I know, George. Why don't you get a job?
Goodbye, summer replacement. Excuse me for leaving you, Hoppy. I thought that was Trixie on the telephone.
On the telephone?
Yeah, but I could tell it wasn't her voice.
You don't mean to tell me Trixie can talk.
Certainly. She also sings and plays the violin.
Man, am I going to get rid of my horse? That stupid animal can't do anything but run.
You can't compare your horse to a woman.
Hold on a minute. Isn't Trixie a mare?
No, she's never been in politics.
You thought Trixie was a horse?
Sure, a dancing horse.
Then we're not going to be in the picture.
I'm sorry it didn't work out, folks. And now you'll have to excuse me. I have to get over to the veterinary. My horse has got the colic, and the doc's going to give him a dose of paregoric.
Oh, well, just a moment, Mr. Cassidy. Dancing isn't all George can do. Let him sing in your picture. He can be the voice of the prairie. Show him, George.
All right. I'm heading for the last roundup. Diddle it up, Gonna saddle old Plain for the last time and ride.
Oh, you prairie dog. Give him some more. Pull the trigger on the shotgun of your throat and blast your way into his picture with the bullets of melody.
Bullets of melody?
Open your mouth and get the lead out.
Where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. I'm in with the last. Oh, you. Oh. No.
How about that, Hoppy?
All right, George, come along with me.
Really?
You're taking him with you?
Yes, ma'am. He can use a dose of that paregoric, too.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment.
Ladies, would you like to help cut down the terrible toll of home accidents? If so, join the housewives from coast to coast who are forming Don't Be a Gracie clubs. These club members pledge themselves to rid their own homes of the hazards which cause accidents. If you'd like to form a Don't Be a Gracie club in your community, write to Gracie Allen, Hollywood Plaza Hotel, Hollywood 28, California.
Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Gracie, you know who's going to be on this program next week?
Who?
That gorgeous actress who has such a terrific figure. People call her the body.
Oh, George, I'm on every week.
I was talking about Marie McDonald.
Oh, well, yes, yeah, she deserves that name. I shouldn't call myself the body. People think of me more as the brain.
Yes. Call me Saddleface. I'll see you next week. Good night, folks.
If you like good things the easy way.
Good things the easy way.
Instant Maxwell House, that's for you.
Good coffee that's easy too.
No time, no trouble.
No frowns, no fuss.
And it's good to the very last. You know what?
Yes, Instant Maxwell House means great coffee instantly in your cup. Here's real instant coffee. All pure Maxwell House coffee in instant form. Enjoy Instant Maxwell House. Instantly.
Good to the very last, you know what.
Until next Thursday, when our guest will be Marie McDonald, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, who remind you that this is National Restaurant Week. So why not dine out with the family? And remember, at home or in restaurants, Maxwell House coffee is always good to the last drop. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.